So we're doing the Reb Chaim on Hilchos Bias Migdosh on Perek Beis Halacha Hey in the Rambam. Okay. So as Reb Chaim just addresses, just brings down the Rambam and the Rival. What's Machlokes Rambam and Rival? Whether the Isser of leaving the Migdosh Bishas HaAvoda is that Lekohen Gadol Bilvad, right? Like it's Mashma from the Pasuk. Such mashma only kind of bovad, right? That's the pasuk in Emor, right? That's the pasuk in Emor. Okay, so it's mashma kind of bovad. So the Ram raised the question. He says, why does the pasuk speak in terms of a kind of bovad if it's really every kind, even a kind hedyot sheyotzei b'shas avoda is chayav misa? So why does the pasuk speak in terms of the kohen gadol? So the Rambam's raya was from where? It was from miluim with pesach omod leseitzu pentamusa. See, and they were kohanim hedyotim, right? So the Ravid really goes with the pashtus hamikra of pashtus and more, which is in a mikdash leyetzei is kohen gadol bovad, and with pesach omod, which is miluim. Over there, he says that was a different reason because they were marbe b'shem and amishcha, because they were inducted into kahuna through the shem and amishcha. So that's why those type of people are only the ones that are chayev in chayev misa if they yotzim and amitish b'shas avoda, right? Okay. So that's machlokes Rambam and Ravid, whether it's by kohen gadol bovad, which is the Ravid shita. Or the Ram Shita is even Kohanim Hedyotos, and the Raya is from Elohim. Okay. So the Rambam says, why does it speak by a Kohen Gadol? Because of the other Limud, V'lo Yechalel, which is a Shlilus, that he's Oved Onan. The Kohen Gadol is Oved Onan. Masha'in Kohen Kohen Hedyot can't be Oved Onan. Okay? Right. But the Ravid, on the other hand, says it's only a Kohen Gadol, and that's why the Pasuk says, Asha Yitzhak al Rosh Hashem an Amishcha. Because he has a special kedusha of being a marba begadim of shem amishcha. It's not shem amishcha, shem amishcha, or marba begadim. Either way, okay. Right. So the Ravid, so the Reb Chaim is bothered by the Ravid's second asaga, and the Ravid's second asaga is based on the extra words in the Rambam when he's explaining the answer to his question. He says of why it speaks in terms of kohen gadol. So the Rambam says the reason is because to tell you that kohen gadol is oved onan and a kohen hedyot is not oved onan, but he says he puts in three extra words afa pishena yotze min hamikdash, five extra words. That's what bothers the Ravid. Why is he not yotze min hamikdash? I mean, if he's pasul avoda, correct. So what does he gain by staying in the Mikdash? What does he gain by staying there? I mean, he's not Roy Lavoda, so why should there be a lav? Why should be Chayev Misa for leaving the Mikdash B'Shas Avoda if he's an Eina Roy Lavoda altogether? Correct? So he should, on the contrary, he should leave because he's Chayev to be Metame. So he should do the mitzvah as soon as possible. Right? So that's what the Ravid means. Then, on the contrary, since he's not Roy Lavodo, so there's no reason for him to stay. So on the contrary, he should leave and be mekayim the mitzvah of being metame to his karv. Okay, yeah. So what's bothering Reb Chaim on that question? It's a valid question, the Ravid's question. Yeah. So Reb Chaim's question is, and he phrases this question with Tzorchi and Ktsas. Because Reb Chaim's question is that a Rishon, I mean, it's a Yesod that Reb Chaim is really laying down here. Namely, that a Rishon doesn't work out Svaras and systems in the system that's not his. Okay? So, according to the Ravid, basically, the Kohen Hedyot is mutter to live. There's no issa. So he's saying, so his question is only according to the Rambam. But according to the Rambam, holds he's asa to leave. Why should he be asa to leave if he's ain't a royal avoda and he's not going to accomplish anything? But according to the Ravid, there's no such phenomenon. According to the Ravid, either he's a, that's why Reb Chaim says there's no chiluk like that. If he's a Kohen Gadol, so then there's no aninus. And if he's a Kohen Hedyot, he doesn't need aninus. Right? If he's a Kohen Gadol, there's no aninus. So he remains as an Oved. And if he's a Kohen Hedyot, so then he doesn't need aninus in order to leave. Because a Kohen Hedyot doesn't have the Yisra to begin with. So why is the Ravid arguing that even though he's a Kohen Hedyot, and ordinarily it's an Issa to leave, but now he's an Ein Roi Lavoda, so he shouldn't have the Issa to leave? Correct? I mean, this whole concept of Ein Roi Lavoda doesn't exist in the Rambam's Shulchan Aruch, I mean, around the Rambam's Torah. In the Ravid's Torah. So why is the Ravid manufacturing Svaras in a system or ideas that are completely alien to the system? That's what Reb Chaim holds as a problem, because he holds a Rishon doesn't think and work out creative ideas in a system which is not his. In his system, this doesn't exist. Because when do you ever have a case that because of Aninus, according to the Ravid, you have to leave? Has nothing to do with Aninus. He's allowed to leave anyways. So, but over here, the Ravid saying that the reason he has to leave is because of Aninus. Because he's an Ein Roi Lavoda. And since he's an Ein Roi Lavoda, and the mitzvah is upon him to be Metameh. So therefore, based on that, he should leave. But according to the Ravid, there's never such a phenomenon. If he's an onan, either he's a kain gadol, in which case he's what? There's no aninus. Or else, if he's not a kain gadol, if he's a kain hedyot, so he leaves. Okay. I mean, there's no issue, period. That's the Reb Chaim's question. Okay. See, it's true that the Ravid Sefer is hasagos on the Rambam. But a hasaga could be of two types. It could be either halachic hasaga, or else it could be a hasaga and svara. Okay? And I don't think Reb Chaim has anything against the idea that the Ravid would attack the Rambam on his svara. But if the hasaga is in terms of the svara, so then it should be framed that way. In other words, a hasaga demands a proper framing. So either it's an attack on his very halachic principle, or else, if he just found the flaw in his thinking, so that's a different kind of hasaga. Okay? But the Ravid would not be correct to put down hasaga, which has the appearance of the framework of hasaga on the halachic principle, when in fact there's nothing wrong with the halachic principle that was already discussed before. But now he finds a flaw in his reasoning, so then he should frame it that way. In other words, that's a different kind of asaga. But that asaga, which is of a different kind, demands a different expression. That's what Reb Chaim is bothered with. Okay? Okay, all right. Aaron found the Milchemes in Beis Amar Aleph in Yuma, where he says that you don't say L'tameich unless the Shas mentions it. Is that correct?
Yeah.
But otherwise, you don't say it. That's the Shita. Okay. What? Yeah, the Dayan Mechemes, not the Rif. Okay, so Chaim asks a question on the Ravid, that according to the Ravid, there's a problem from the Gemara in Harias. Why? Because the Gemara has a difference between a Gavr of a Kain Gadol and a Gavr of a Kain Hedyot. And according to the Ravid, there's another difference, that a Kain Gadol is what? As an Issus, Chayav Misuf is Yotzim and a Mekdash, and a Kain Hedyot is not. So that's a major difference. So why don't the Gemara and Arios list that as one of the differences between Kain Gadol and Kain Hedyot? Okay. So basically, Reb Chaim says that you must conclude from this Kasha. You must draw one conclusion. And really, it's in the Lashon HaRavid, doesn't he say it's in the Lashon? That this question demands one conclusion. And that is that this difference between the Chi of Misa from Yitzhiyam and Amigdash has nothing to do with the Shem Kohen Gadol and the Shem Kohen Hedyot, the Gavra of the Kohen Gadol and the Gavra of the Kohen Hedyot, but it has to do with something else, that a Kohen Gadol happens to be one that's Nisraba L'Kohuna. That's Nisraba L'Kohuna. And what does Nisraba L'Kohuna mean? It means that he's been endowed with a specific action, a specific kedusha, specific designation, a specific method of designation. It was Nisraba L'Kohuna. So, therefore, he says, that's why the Brisa doesn't mention this difference, because the differences are between the Gavra of Kohen Gadol and Gavra of Kohen Hedyot. But this has to do with a different thing. This has to do with the process of Nisraba L'Kohuna, which almost always exists by a Kohen Gadol, but, excuse me? Because there's one case where Avodasa Machan Chasa, right, on Yom Kippurim, right? So what's Reb Chaim's main concept over here? His main idea is that min ha-migdash lo yetze, the love of leaving the migdash b'shas avoda, is not tied to the kedushas kahuna of yuchsin, which is an automatic kedusha, but it's tied to the specific kedusha where the individual had a personal designation of ribui lakuna. If an individual receives such a kedusha, then it's min ha-migdash lo yetze. That's the machayev in min ha-migdash lo yetze. That's the machayev misa in min ha-migdash lo yetze, according to Reb Chaim. Okay, it's the fact that this gavra of a kohen received this specific designation. A specific designation of kohuna. But a designation of kohuna that he receives from his avos, al yedei yuchsin, that is kosher l'kohuna, even though it's a designation, I mean, he's mugdush, but it's not a designation that this gavra has received. Min ha-migdash lo yetze is to make a breach in the designation of the gavra. And that can only be either through nisraba begadim or through Moshuach Mochama. I mean, I'm sorry, Moshuach Shemana Mishcha. Okay? Yeah. That's Reb Chaim's idea. Then he's in violation. It's an Isser on the Gavra. The Gavra that was designated with Kedushas Kahuna is in violation of Minimum Mishcha. That's what the law is. That's the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, really. That according to the Rambam, he's in violation of the Kedushas Yuchsin, the designation to the kahuna, which is done through the fact that he's menascharim, that a mukdashim, menascharim from the Aaron, that a mukdashim lavoda, like the Rambam says. So that's what the Rambam learns. But the Ravid learns it has to be a special designation of the gavra specific. And as long as this gavra never receives the designation, he's not in violation of umenametish leyetzah. That's machlekes Rambam. Okay, yeah, so that's what he says. So that's why you can't ask the question why they didn't list the difference between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot, and the difference would be in terms of Yitzhiyam and Amigdash would be a chayev or not, and Amigdash lo yetze, you can't list that, because that is not, there they're speaking about the differences between the Gavra of a Kohen Gadol and the Gavra of a Kohen Hedyot. And the... excuse me? So that's why conceptually it's not removed. So that's why that's not a difference between a Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. That's a difference between an individual that received a specific designation for Kahuna as a Gavra and an individual that never received the specific designation of Kahuna as a Gavra. That's the difference. Okay? He says, V'rak t'din yisim en amigdash en etol yoyim nisrabu heim atzmam v'nasis maisa haribu yoha mashicha bohen. Okay, so it's halacha that they receive the designation as a gavra. V'afmi a kohen hedyot b'chol dinov. V'komakom kol she nasa bo haribui ha-mashicha shel kohuna. Shuv isi ba'azhar di yitzias mikdash. That's what he's saying there. Okay, that's clear. V'al kain s'vila l'arayva de mazharin hein alisa yitzia. Aval be'etzem din kohuna shovim hein l'chol kohanam. Okay. That's right. Yeah. Apparently, in the Rambam, the Rambam's far is Ayis ain't a royal avoda, but it means that he can't respond to his personal needs b'shas avoda. It's not the abandoning of the avoda. According to the Rav, it's the abandoning of the avoda. So then, if he's ain't a royal avoda, so there's no reason for him to stay. But according to the Rambam, it means b'shas avoda, you can't respond to your needs. So he has to remain there during the entire Shas Avodah, so it shouldn't be that his returning, leaving, is a response to his personal needs. That's the Svar in the Rama. Okay. Rav Chaim says, V'afagav v'chosh shem b'braisa gam ha'nach dinim disnu gam b'mashuach mochama. Okay. Ochein in edoma, the mashuach mochama, doma b'kama dron v'koin gadol. V'chayal gufei din mashuach, v'din tosus kohuna olav. V'cholik b'zeh mishar kohanim. Balkain din kuna gadola he should go remes lo lahanach dinim. Okay, so what Reb Chaim is saying over there is because Reb Chaim is saying that brisa is really a brisa that defines the difference between the kedushas kohen gadol and kedushas kohen hedya, and it has nothing, and that's why it doesn't mention anything about the fact that the kohen gadol is muzor min hamikdash liyetzei and the kohen hedya is not muzor. Okay. Because that has nothing to do with the Shem Kohen Gadol and the Shem Kohen Hedya. But that has to do with the Kedushas Mashiach. Okay? So Reb Chaim says, even though it mentions Mashiach Mochama, so you might think that that shows you that the Braisa is speaking about Kedushas Mashiach. You see? And that would be in contradiction to what he's saying, that the Braisa, if it's discussing Kedushas Mashiach, so now it should discuss the difference between Kohen Hedya and Kohen Gadol, not on the level of the Din Kohen Gadol and Din Kohen Hedya, but on the level of Kedushas Mashiach, if the Braisa is bringing in Mashiach Mochama. So Reb Chaim says, no, it's bringing in Mashiach Mochama not in terms of the Kedushas Mashiach, Sheba, but in terms of the Din of the Gavra of the Mashiach Mochama. And the Din of the Mashiach Mochama is that he participates in many Dinim of the Kohen Gadol. You see? That's what Reb Chaim is saying over there. Okay, so saying, so the Braisa remains a Braisa that's being machalik in dinim of the Gavra, not in so far as Kedushas Mashiach is concerned. That's basically what Reb Chaim is saying. Okay? All right, is good? Yeah, he's saying, that's what he means, Al-Kain din kahuna gadol ishi gorem, so it's the din kahuna gadola that's gorem, and not the Kedushas Mashiach. Okay? So he says, so that's why the Mashiach Mochama belongs in the Braisa. Because the Braisa is distinguishing between Gavras. And there's a Gavra of Mashiach Mochama that has separate dinim. And the dinim stem from the fact that he's associated somehow to the Kohen Gadol. That's why I wanted to come in with the Rashi in Horoyos. Yeah, and Rashi in Horoyos, the Yud Beis Amud Beis, so the Gemara says, Kineze Shem and Mishchas Alaykov Olov V'lo Al Moshiach Chavera. So that's why he can be Makrivona. Because Olov, Kineze Mishchas Areshem Olov V'lo Al Chavera, which is the Moshiach Muhammad, right? So Rashi says, L'mut Moshiach Muhammad, the ain Makrivona. Avon Kohen Gadol Makrivona. Bein Meruba Begadim Ubein Rishon Shechoz La'avodah. V'afilu sheni, b'nei sheheim b'chol kuna gedola. La'afuke Mashiach Mochama de'lav b'chol kuna gedola. So Rashi says that Mashiach Mochama is not included in kuna gedola. So I wanted to say that, so what is the kedusha of the Mashiach Mochama? The kedusha of the Mashiach Mochama is that he was initiated. He was nimshach with the same process as the Kohen Gadol. That gives him his separate status. Okay? So it's not a Mashiach of a Kohuna Gadola, but it is the Mashiach of the Kohen Gadol. And that itself gives him a status. The fact that he was anointed with the Mashiach of the Kohen Gadol, okay, gives him the status of Mashiach Mochama. That's where his Kedusha stems from. But like Reb Chaim, it's not in disagreement to where Reb Chaim is saying. He says, "Alkein din kuhuna gedola, he should geremes lo lahanach dinim," because it stems from the din kuhuna gedola. But what Reb Chaim is saying over here is, and I'm not sure he's disagreeing with us. All he's saying is that it's a din in the, there are dinim in the gavra of Mashuach Muhammad. It's not because he's a Mashuach. Because if you're going to say it's because he's a Mashuach, then the Brisa is lending itself to differences between Mashuach and Eina Mashuach. So then it should bring in, then it should bring in Hedyotos, then that should be a difference between Kohen Gadol and Hedyot. Because Kohen Gadol is Mashuach. But if it's the status of the Kohen Gadol, so then it doesn't belong in the Brisa. And that's what Reb Chaim is saying. Okay? Yeah, the Mashiach of Bnei Aaron. You mean Mashiach of Bnei Aaron is a Mashiach of a Kohen Gadol, and it doesn't eventuate in any type of Kohen Gadol, any type of dinim of Kohen Gadol. But that there's a reason for that. That's because the Mashiach was necessary to initiate the Kedushas Kohuna L'doros. There was a function. In other words, Mashiach has to have a function. So that's why Mashiach Mochoma. The fact that he's Mashuach with the Mashiach of a Kohen Gadol has a function to give him a separate status. Okay? Mashiach has to have a function. But the Mashiach of Bnei Aaron and Miluim, the function was to start the whole process, to initiate the process of Kedushas Kohen Hedyo. And the process of Kedushas Kohen Hedyo cannot be initiated without Mashiach. Okay? So Mashiach requires a function. Can't have a functionless Mashiach. That can't be. When Reb Chaim says, I don't believe Reb Chaim's arguing with Rashi. When he says, Valkein din kuhuna gedola hishega remes lo lahanach dinim, I think he means what we're saying. The din kuhuna gedola, which exists, and therefore their Mashiachas, a Mashiachas Kohen Gadol, from that din is noveya, stems the concept that this Mashiach of a Kohen Gadol creates a Mashiach, an entity, a Gavra of a Mashiach Muhammad. But he's a Gavra in his own right with his own dinim. Okay? He's a Gavra, that's why he's mentioned in the Brisa. That's what Reb Chaim wants to clear up. Okay? His position, namely. That the Brisa is discussing Gavras, not conditions. Otherwise, it should have the difference between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot with regard to Bias Migdash, with regard to the Isra Yitzhiyam and Migdash. Okay. Yes, in other words, the Mashiach with Shemen HaMishcha of the Mashiach Mochama will create dinim of a certain dinim of a Kohen Gadol, but not a Gavr of a Kohen Gadol. That's what Rashi's saying. That's why when it comes to Makriv Onan, that is Allah and the Gavr, only the Gavr of a Kohen Gadol could be Makriv Onan. So that's why the Mashiach Mochama doesn't qualify. That's what Rashi says. That verse says, the love b'chal kuhuna gedolah. He's not b'chal kuhuna gedolah. Okay? Yes.
So what?
In other words, that's the way it was formulated. It was formulated that how do you create a Mashiach Muhammad? By borrowing the Mashiach of a Kohen Gadol. That's the way it's formulated. It's a hybrid. But it's l'shem Mashiach Muhammad. Okay? But that's what makes him special. The reason is obvious, because the Kohen Gadol has a separate status. It's because he has a special carbon. If he should err, he should make a mistake, and it's only al pi harah. That's al pi harah. Par bal kol mitzvahs. So he has a special status as a melamed, as a bal harah. So apparently, the Mashiach Muhammad gives musar to the Yam. Has to have a certain status. Not the Kohen Gadol himself, but it must partake of, there must be some concept of Kohen Gadol there. He said, he can't be an ordinary Kohen. So that's the concept of Mashiach Muhammad. Because v'nigash el ha'om, when he speaks to the Om, and he gives them divrei musar, a serious divrei musar, which has to do with their life and death, and B'tochem Hashem, I mean, it's a big area there. I mean, people going to war is not a small matter. So he has to have the gedula of a Kohen Gadol. The gedula of a Kohen Gadol. So, what? That's right. So he has to have the gedula of a Kohen Gadol. So the fact that he was nimshach with the Mashiach's Kohen Gadol gives him the gedula of a Kohen Gadol. And that is important, klape ha'om, when he speaks to them divrei musar. So he has that status. He has the status of the gedula of a Kohen Gadol. Okay. In other words, we're a little perplexed over here with the Reb Chaim where he says, V'yafal gav de bekamet dvarm shovel lekoin hedyo, tavam makomakom yeshvet dvarm habe, and dvarm shovel lekoin gav. Who cares? Now he's going against what his whole svar is. His whole svar was that the key, that if he's nisraba b'meshicha, so then once you have meshicha, then it's minamigdash liyetze. So why does he care if he's become a Dvarim Shavu L'Kohen Hedyot? Who cares? The Bnei Aaron were completely Kohanim Hedyotos. And that's the whole Reb Chaim's point. But in spite of that, I mean, because there was Mashiach, so that's why, I mean, they made a Mikdash L'Yetzei. Yeah. Now, I think the answer is very simple. The answer is because if you're going to say, you see, it's true that it has to be Nisrab Al Yedei Mashiach. But what has to be Nisrab al Yedei Mashiach? Kedushas Kahuna. You see, if you'll say he was Nisrab al Yedei Mashiach just to go out and be Mazir the Am, that wouldn't be enough. You follow? That wouldn't be a Kedushas Kahuna. So that wouldn't warrant a Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei. Because Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei has to do with the fact that he was Nisrab al Avoda al Yedei Mashiach. So that's where Reb Chaim has to say that even though he has many dinim like a coin hedyot, but it's not all like a coin. If it was all like a coin hedyot, then the Mashiach would be simply to be mitzaves on. And that has nothing to do with Kedushas Kahuna. So therefore, how could you tie it into a Min HaMikdash L'Yetzer? What does it got to do with Min HaMikdash L'Yetzer? Basically, the reason why he's in the Mikdash is the same as a regular coin hedyot. So therefore, he wants to show you that this Mashicha is misrabahim for a specific element of kahuna. Okay? And what is that element? The fact that he does have an additional Kedushas kahuna because certain dinim has like a kain gadol. So now he's a gavra that was misrabah with Kedushas kahuna. He's the one that's min hamikdash lo yetzei. Okay? That's what he's saying. Yep. Logically, when he gets to this point, he has the answer already. Why? Because the Ravid has a Mashiach Mochama that has the Kedusha of Nisrabe L'Kahuna. Right? So therefore, he is involved in Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei. Right? And therefore, the question is, and he's not Oved Onan. So the question has to come up, you see, if he's Oved Bavodon, he becomes an Onan. He has an Issam and a Mikdash Lo Yetzei. What does he do? So the Ravid has to say that he has to leave because he has a mitzvah to be metame. And he's ain't a royal avoda, and there's no halach of abandoning avoda if he's ain't a royal avoda. Okay, so the Ravid is going to have to say that. But Reb Chaim went a little more. Could have said that. He just could have said that the Ravid, of course, the whole question was, how come the Ravid is working out Svaras in the Rambam's Chedusha when he vehemently opposes him? I mean, he disagrees with him. So Reb Chaim brought back and showed that the Ravid also has those same Svaras. So really, he was finished over here. I mean, all he had to say was that Lefiza Mishav Meitev Devi Rambam. Why? Because you have Mashuach Muhammad and he's Nisrabah LeKahuna. He's this Rabba Lekahuna, and therefore he's going to be in the Yisra Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, and he's not Oved Onan. So what does he do? Ram says he stays. Ravid says no. He said there's no reason to stay. He's in a Royal Avodah. He's not being Vazari Avodah. So on the contrary, he should leave. That's Mitam Lekrov. Okay. But Reb Chaim goes one step further. He brings it out a little better. Okay. What does he add? Maybe somebody's asking again, what's the relationship between Kedushas Mashiach and Lo Yetzei? Because Lo Yetzei means you as a Gavra are being Mevaza the Mikdash. And Avoda. So that's only if you as a Gavra receive, so to speak, an infusion of Kedushas Kahuna. Personally, you personally received the Maisa, which is Merabe the Kahuna, personally, then it's Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei. Such a gavra. Okay. But if I inherited it, so that's not, I'm not being mevazer, nothing special happened to the gavra. It's automatic. That's the way the Rav is learning. That doesn't mean that the Ravid held that, if, that it's mutter, but it's also awesome. But it doesn't reach the level of a lof. That's the difference. So it comes out that the olof, what Reb Chaim adds, is like this. That the olof, olof chavero, ki neiz Hashem, mishlasar Hashem, lakov olof, and he's over on, but only olof, and not al chavero, who's the Mashuach Muhammad. And that really, and the entire parsha is going on this. Which means the parsha is speaking about, in a midrash lo yetzei, ba'aninus. Ba'aninus. It's not just giving you a lot of men a midrash lo yetzei ordinarily. But it's going on aninus, and it's saying that the Kohen Gadol is the only one who's min hamikdash lo yetzei ba'aninus, but the Kohen Hedyot, the Mashuach Muhammad is Yotze. Because the Olah is going on the whole thing. So the Ravid has a problem. His problem is that why does it mention Kohen Gadol? In other words, what Reb Chaim is saying is that the Ravid was stuck with the same question as the Rambam. Because the Rambam's question was, why is it that the Parsha in HaMikdash Lo Yetzei expresses itself strictly in terms of the Kohen Gadol, and not in terms of the Kohen Hedyot, whereas the Kohen Hedyot is also involved in the issue? So the Rambam asked the question. So the Rambam answered, it's true, with regard to the Yisr, they're both the same. But with regard to continuing avodah, they're different. That's the Rambam's answer. The Ravid had the same question, because olav means you can't be oved onon. Okay? But he is a moshuach, right? And u'minamikdash lo yetzei is going on a Kohen Gadol. So the Ravid's question was the same question as the Rambam. In other words, why is it u'minamikdash lo yetzei is only by a Kohen Gadol? I mean, why not by a Mashuach Muhammad? You follow? So that's what Reb Chaim is enhancing his idea by showing you why the Ravid places his asug over there, because he's following along with the Rambam in his kasha. But he's saying, no, the answer is the wrong answer. Okay? Because the kasha is, the Rambam and Ravid both have the same kasha of why only Kohen Gadol? Why not to the Rambam, why not Kohen Hedyot? And to the Ravid, why not Mashuach Muhammad? Right? So the Rambam answers that it's true, they're both the same. But with regard to Oved Onon, there's a difference. The Ravid says, no, that's not true. It's not simply with regard to Oved Onon that it's different. That is true, it's different. With regard to Mashuach Muhammad. But it's more. He's not even involved in the love of him in a Mikdash Lo Yetzei. Because he's in a Royal Avodah. So that's why the Ravid is Masig the Rambam over there, because he deals with the same question. And he has to answer the same question in a different way, but he doesn't have the Gavra of a Kayan Hedyot that he's dealing with, but he instead has to substitute Mashuach Muhammad, but it's the exact same question, and the Ravid is criticizing the way the Rambam answered the question. The Rambam didn't answer the question properly. Because he said that really, the love is not only by Kohen Gadol. It's by Kohen Hedyot too. Not true. It's not by Kohen Hedyot. And it's not by Mashuach Muhammad. Why? For the simple reason that there ain't a royal avodah and the love doesn't apply there. So that's what Chaim is showing. So Chaim really didn't just want to show that the Ravid has in his halachic Torah the concept of onon, aninus, being matir, the yitziyam and amigdash. Yes, he's not just that alone. He wanted to show that the Ravid is right along with the Rambam in his kasha, but a different teretz. And the Rambam's wrong in his answer. The only thing is, he's arguing with the Rambam because his answer is the way he answers this problem. But he answers it differently. He says there's no love, and that's what the Rambam should have said. Rambam shouldn't have said it's the same. But the Torah is just saying because okay? That's the reason. No. He should have said better. He should have said that there's no love there. That's what the, and the way the Rivet's saying, the way I'm saying the Rivet's saying. That's what Hashem said. The only difference is that the Rivet is Meshuch Machala, and the Rambam is what? Is a regular Kohen Hedger. That's the difference. But the Rivet belongs there. He's in there. Rav Chaim shows why he's right there. He has to be there. Not just he could be there, he's got to be there, because he is involved in the same question that the Rambam's asking right on the spot. So he brought it out a little further. Okay? It's very nice. Okay, so still in the area of Avodah Shem Kippurim, in Yuma Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. But I wanted to just mention something we said yesterday. I just want to go back to the Reb Chaim. There was some, we said he's saying something here. We couldn't catch on what he was saying. There are a lot of lines over here in this. From Ubeemes Shekem Murchum Adivir Arayva Batsma Shekosu L'Hochu Yuzu B'nei Aram B'Shvul Shinim Shchuv V'Kash V'Chinim Shchum Ahavi V'Chayel Kanam G'dolim V'Oshim Shibadal B'Gadim. He should have stopped right there. But he goes on. V'Afilu B'Shas Milu M'Vur B'Parashu Shim Shibadal B'Gadim. V'Alo K'siv V'Ador Shetassel Hem He quotes a Pasuk. V'Chash Yisham Abad Zvar B'Gadim. V'Pli Yazab Yum Adaf Hey Ketzer El Bisham. Reach din lo yirak b'shas miluim. He goes on and on. Avol adaris kol kain lo v'shasam b'shoy b'shoshi yavod. V'akach to kol shas miluim. U'mikom akam kachashiv shom akro rak abo b'gadim. Harei lehedje. He keeps on again and again. Lo yikon kohanim gedolam al v'shas av b'shas miluim. V'chem v'u lehedje b'zvachim kofar. Okay. Fine. I mean, what does he bring in over there? What is bothering? Something's bothering him over there. I think I found what's bothering him. In Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam has an interesting halacha in Perek Dal in Klei HaMikdash. So the Rambam says like this: Ketzad marbin oso b'begodim, because he talks about the Kohen Gadol. Either you marbe him with Shemen HaMishcha. That's in a maman in Kohen Gadol who rosh l'chol kahanim. Moshkan oso b'Shemen HaMishcha, malbish oso b'gdei kahuna. Okay, va'im ein shom Shemen HaMishcha, marbin oso b'gdei kahuna gedol b'vat. All right, what's possible? Kishem shem is Rambah b'shem and Mishcha kach mis Rambah b'begadim. Okay, and then he says Ketzad. He says Lo ve'shmona b'begadim u'poshton. V'chozev alov shan l'mochar shivas yomim yom achayom shenema shivas yomim yulboshem akolin tachtav mibanav. That's also in Tetzaveh, but that's later. Okay. So, u'kishim sheribi begodim zayin, kach mashicha b'shemen shiva, yom achayom. Okay? And then he says, v'mavad avodo, v'mavad kodim sheyisraba begodim kol shiva, al kodim sheyimshach, sheyimashach kol shiva, avodoso kshera, ho v'nisraba on nimshach pamachas nasa kengad l'chol dava. Okay? And the Ravid argues, Ravid says, it's mashma from the realm that he wasn't oved during that time. But the Ravid says no, except for Yom Kippur, he was over it. That's a separate, interesting point. Maybe we'll go into it. But meantime, what do you see from the Rambam? That in being misrabal al yedei begodim, so what's the method of doing it? He's lovei shmona begodim with poshton. And he does this 7 days in a row. He doesn't do any avodah. So I think what Reb Chaim was trying to outrule was that perhaps you'll learn pshat in the psukim that in the miluim, okay, when Moshe Rabbeinu was malbish, Aaron Uvanov, it was a kiyum of being of marba begodim. So if that's the case, they just put on the begodim and they took them off. And you could say that they served as Kohanim Gedolim because they were Meshuchim. It mentions the four begodim. No, the four begodim was like Nisraba, was like Marbin begodim. But there was a Marbin begodim for Kohen Hedyo, just like there's a Marbin begodim for Kohen Gadol. You follow what I mean? And therefore, you can't prove that they weren't Oved as Kohanim Gedolim during the Meluim. You follow? But that's what he's trying to prove, Reb Chaim. That the Ravid is saying that they were Nimshachim. So he says, Ma b'kach, but they weren't Kohanim Gedolim. And then he keeps on going and going, trying to prove it. And then he brings in the Gemara Machlekes and Yuma. Okay? And he quotes the Psukim and the Machlekes and Yuma. I mean, what is he proving from the quoting of the Psukim and the Machlekes and Yuma? And I was going to argue on the statement that they were over the Abba Gadam. But I think what he's arguing on, what he's trying to forewarn is that somebody would possibly say that that the Abba Begadim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Malbish, the Bnei Aharon was like a process of Ribui Begadim, of a Kohen Gadol. But it was Ribui Begadim of a Kohen Hedya. So if that's the case, he put the Begadim on and then took them off. Put them on and took them off. But they didn't do Avodah in those Begadim. Just like by a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, according to the Rambam, what do? He puts the clothes on, takes them off. Next day, again. And he doesn't do Avodah as Kohen Gadol until all 7 days. That's Machlokes Rambam Ravid. Okay? So that's why I think Reb Chaim wanted to forewarn that you shouldn't think that over here, too, it's a process of Ribui Begadim.
But it's a reboot of the garden, not for Kain Gadol, but a reboot of the garden for
Kain Hedya. In which case, all he would do would be Lovesh the Begadim and Poshan, just like the reboot of the garden of Kain Gadol. Yeah, I understand that. But then you could say that since they were Nimshachim, that they were Oved as Kohanim Gedolim. But they also went through a process of reboot begadim for Kohanim Hedyotim. But their avoda was because they wanted Shachem was avodas Kohen Gadol. That's what he's trying to forewarn.
Begadim is something else. Begadim is something like
a. Yeah, begadim is either they were both. They had to be nisrabe for Kohanim Hedyotos, for them and for Doros. But during the Miluim, they were special because they wanted Shachem, they were able to be Oved as Kohanim Gedolim. But that's not a tati de sasri to the Ribui Begadim for Kahuna in general. You understand what I mean?
So how does he disprove that?
Oh, that's a good question. So I think the way he disproves it is the psukim, the stam mashmoyis of the psukim, is that Moshe Rabbeinu was malbish them for avoda. Okay, and that's why he quotes the psukim. You see? So he says, "V'zeh ador shatasa lohem." See, that's the key. He doesn't want to rely on the psukim themselves. He says, but it's machloikis in Yuma, keitzad hel bisham. Okay? So he references you to Yuma because he realizes from the psukim themselves, you can say he's no raya. You know what I mean? Maybe he was malbish them and mashit them. Okay? What's the raya from Yuma? Because in Yuma, the Gemara says, keitzad hel bisham. So the Gemara says over there, keitzad hel bisham, who cares? My dahava ava. Well, what's the difference? So and then the Gemara says, "Loss of love." He must loss of love. Moshe Rabbeinu will come back. He'll tell us what to do. So the Gemara says, "No, because we want no pshat in the psukim, because the two the psukim the tzivui is sosa the asiyah. In the tzivui it says v'chagarta osam avnet. I think I'm right. Okay." That the avnet should be done simultaneously, should be do them together simultaneously, and in the asiyah, am I right? Do I have it right? And the asiyah was it was bezeh achazeh that he put on all the big day aharon, and then he put on the big day banav. Okay, am I right? I mean, I hope I got it right. So that's the difference. So the difference is that in the tzivu he says b'vasachas, and the asiyah was b'zachaseh. So the Gemara says we want to learn pshat in the pasuk. We want to pshat, that's the machlekes. What's the pshat in the pasuk? Okay, so machlekes on the right. So one says that what? So one says that it was really that he got them all ready, and then the avnet he went from Aaron right away to Banav. The other Malam says no. That first he finished with Aaron, and then he did Banav. Okay? So what does Reb Chaim bring the Rai from here? So Reb Chaim's bringing the Rai from here, to my mind, I think what he's bringing the Rai is that the Levisha over here was a Levisha L'Shem Avoda. It wasn't a Levisha of Ribui Begadim. Because if it were a Levisha of Ribui Begadim, so then it wouldn't make any difference. Then it shouldn't be tied. What do you mean vasachas? Why do you have? Why should it be vasachas? It's a separate levisha of ribui begadim. But if it's a Levi Shel Hashem Avodah, so there's a machlokas. There's a Levi Shel Hashem Avodah for the Avodas Aaron Uvanov. So it must be one Levi Shel Hashem Avodas Aaron Uvanov, one Avodah, one entity. It should be Metzuruf, it should be a Tziruf here. Or, no, it wasn't that way. It was true as Avodas Aaron Uvanov, but Levi Shel is a separate Levi Shel. Levi Shel Aaron, Levi Shel Uvanov. Because since they're different Big Day Kahuna, there can't be any tziruf between the two. Kim says, as a matter of fact, the Gemara says that what is the Mandama who says that it was that it was separate? What does he do with Vechagata Osom Avneit? The pasuk still says that. It says Amalachahu Avneit to Shulchan Gadol Lo Zehu Avneit to Shulchan Hedjet. So Rashi explains. Kloma Lo Lamprat Zavod Dafka Vasachas Ubasi the Paginu Lelamdenu Ba She'ein Ho Avneitim Shoven. Shinema b'mayis avnet shel kohen gadol v'es avnet shel. The mandam says it's together. The opposite. Mandam says that it's together. So what does he do with? V'yachkos. The other kasha. Okay. The other way. The opposite way. It says v'yachkos v'avnet vodik v'yachkos som b'avnet. So it says to show you that the avnet wasn't the same. Okay, it was a different avnet. So, all right. At any rate, I thought I was looking for something else. But the. Yeah. So the point is, in other words, it was a special avoda in the Meluam, Aaron Uvanov. It was an avoda Aaron Uvanov because it wanted to demonstrate the idea that the kedusha stems from Av. I goes from Av to Bonim. So the question, the only machlekes was in the Levi Shel Hashem avoda, did it have to be demonstrated also that it's Avu Bonim? That Avu Bonim. Okay, so that's the machlekes. So one mandama holds in the levisha itself, it must be demonstrated. The idea of avu banam, not just in the avodah. The other mandama holds, no, it can't be that in the, it can't be that the levisha should be together because they're two separate functions of kahuna. The Kayan Gadol and the and Kayan Hedjet. So that's the Machlekes, really. So that's the Machlekes. So if you learn Pshat in the Machlekes properly, you'll see that the Levisha of Moshe for Aaron Uvanov was not a Levisha of Ribui Begodim, but it was a Levisha L'Shem Avoda. And that's the Machlekes. Because since it was Avodas Aaron Uvanov, that was very important to demonstrate that it's Aaron Uvanov, that the kahuna is Birusha, and it's Avu Bonim. So that was a property of the Avoda. The only machlokas is, did that have to be incorporated in the Levisha L'Shem Avoda? So one mandama says, yes, it did. So how did they incorporate it? With the Avnet, that Moshe did it simultaneously. The Gemara says, it can't be simultaneously. The Gemara says, no, first it did Aaron, and then he went and did them. But that tziruf was to show that meant that the concept of Aaron Uvanov and Avoda has to be demonstrated in Levisha L'Shem Avoda as well. Okay, you understand if it's Levisha L'Shem Ribui Begodim of Big Day Kohen Hedyot, so it has no sheiches. Well, then it should be simply separate. It has no sheiches. But and the machlekes is the other mandam holds, no, you can't do that. Because it can't be mitzarif. A levisha of Aaron and levisha of Vanov cannot be mitzarifim because they're different begadim and it's different the qualitatively different levels. Kain gadol and kain edyot. So you can't be mitzarif them. So that proves that the levisha was l'shem, a levisha l'shem avoda, not a levisha l'shem the institution of ribui begadim. That's what Reb Chaim is trying to prove. You see, that's why he says, that was only then. But Ledoros, every Kayin dresses himself in order to work, which means there's no concept of Levisha L'Shem Avodah. That somebody else should be malbish you l'shem avoda. Okay, that was just in Miluim. So that's what I believe he's trying to show. He's trying to show from the psukim and the way the Gemara interprets the psukim in Yuma that this is not a lefisha of ribui begadim, because then you could say that he simply, they put them on, he put them on, took them off. Put them on, took them off. But since they were in the Meshachah, Meshem, and the Mishcha, they could be over as Kahanim Gedolim during the Miluim. So that he wants to show is not true. How does he show it? From the Gemara and Yuma. All right, from Aninus, you see that he proves that the Gavra wasn't a Gavra of Kohen Gadol. Not only wasn't the Maisa Avoda not a Maisa Avoda of Kohen Gadol, but the Gavra wasn't a Gavra of Kohen Gadol, because otherwise he'd be able to be over Onan. Okay? But he proves the Gavra is not a Gavra, and he shows that the Maisa Avoda was not a Maisa Avoda of Kohen Gadol, because the Levisha was a Levisha L'Shem Avoda, as opposed to a Levisha L'Shem Ribui Begadim, which would be simply to put them on and take them off. Okay? That's what I think he's doing. Let me make that clear. Reb Chaim's going on Yom HaShmini. Reb Chaim's going on Yom HaShmini. Okay. Yes. So, at any rate, yeah. So, in other words, the halacha in Meshicha and in Ribui Begadim, the Mekadesh is the fact that it's designation. So, in designation, there's two things. There's designation, there's Hechsher Avodah, designation for Hechsher Avodah. And that means that he's a qualified Kohen Gadol and he's Kashal Avodah. And then there's a designation insofar as the Gavra is Maisa Avodah and is being a Royal Avodah and performing the quality of the performance of the Avodah. And that's infinite. That's not attached to a finite concept. Okay? The Chaloshim Kohen Gadol is a finite concept. Is a Kohen Gadol? It's not a Kohen Gadol. But the concept of designation of the Gavra in the framework of Maisa Avodah and Royal Avodah and the quality of the Avodah, that designation could be done infinitely. Every time he's redesignated, it's a new Maisa, it's a new Mazares, Maisa Zeros. So In the avodah of the Kohen Gadol, you have to have that quality as well. As a matter of fact, that really is the concept of the Shivas Yam that they mafresh to Kohen Gadol. Because you see that the concept is Kedeshehe Rogel Zoras and Rogel Avodah, it means the avodah shouldn't be a small thing in his mind. That this is something where it requires infinite amount of energy. I mean, in terms of his application of himself as a Gavra. Okay, so that's why he can't just go into Avodas Yom Kippur. But that's true in Avodas Kohen Gadol in general. Kohen Gadol is different. So therefore, it's Shivas Yomim, even though he becomes a Kohen Gadol, that's true. That the designation accomplishes a finite phenomenon of rendering him a Kohen Gadol and making him Kashal Avodah. But in the area of the Maisa Avodah and the quality of the Maisa Avodah and the Gavra HaOved, and the phenomenon of the Gavra of the Kohen Gadol that's an Oved, Lefnei Hashem, I mean, that you can designate him 100 times. But the Torah said, Shivas Yamim. So the Rambam says, so now the Rambam says like this. So the Rambam says, so since it's appropriate before he does Avodah, apparently, that he has to have Shivas Yamim, 7 times, that's the halacha. So it's preferable that he shouldn't do avodah. He shouldn't do avodah until he's memale the requirements of the designation that the Torah assigns them. Okay? So therefore, the Rambam says he should not do avodah until he finishes. Okay? Yeah. So you could say, he said, a Raman arrived at arguing in the case, not by Chavita Kohen Gadol, but in the case where it's optional. Like if he wants to do Avodah that day, he wants to Tamash Hashem. So he can't. So the Raman says he shouldn't, and the Ravid says, no, there's no reason to stop him. So the Ravid's argument is, so he's definitely a Kohen Gadol, is Mishamish Bishmona Begadim. So the Ravid's argument is, why should he be worse than when he was a Kohen Hedyot? Tamid Shel Shachar doesn't require Kohen Gadol. So, Tamid Shel Shachar is Kashrut Kohen Hedyot. So here you have a Kohen Gadol that wasn't Nismale Meshichoso or Ribui Begodov. So what? I mean, but he's still Kashrut 100%. He's just as good as he was when he was a Kohen Hedyot. He can't be Ovid B'dal Begodim because he's a Kohen Gadol. So he's Ovid B'Shmon Begodim. But why can't it, what's going to be wrong with the Maisa Avodah? What is it going to be lacking? It's not going to be lacking anything. That's the Ravid's argument. That's why I believe the Ravid says, has that expression. He says, Ve'ein zeh min ha-chochma. You see? He means, Ve'ein zeh min ha-chochma. He means, because chochma means when you look at it rationally, there's nothing missing over here. In other words, what's missing? If you were a kind hedyot, you'd be able to be mishamish b'dal begadim and do the shechitas atamid, right? So now that he has shemona begadim, and he didn't, he wasn't nimshach 7 days, so what? I mean, in terms of the avodah, he's 100% kosher. He has a shem kain gadol, and he's over the shemona begadim, and that's no problem. And what's going to be lacking in the avodah? If a kind hedyot would have done, it would be good. So he's not worse than a kind hedyot. That's his argument. That's the Rav's argument. It can't be worse than a kain hedyot. So why does the shechitas atamid require more? What? He says, by Yom HaKippurim I can understand. Because that's an avodah that requires a certain level. So there you could say he didn't reach his full level, so Yom HaKippurim he shouldn't do. But every day avodahs that everybody else could do, well, why is he less than a regular kain hedyot now? That's his argument. The answer for the Rambam is like this, that what the Rambam would say is, it's a good, you're right, he is no worse than a kain hedyot, all right, that's true, but the Rambam's argument would be that if he's an oved, so then it's a pagam in the whole Mashiach, in the whole system of shivas yomim of Mashiach. Because the idea of Shiva Siyama Mashiach is that he shouldn't be Oved as a Kohen Gadol. He should refrain from being Oved as a Kohen Gadol until he receives the full result of the Mashiach of Shiva Siyama or the Ribui Begadim. That's very ipso facto. That's the concept of the Mashiach and the designation. It means when he's designating himself, it means that now he's being Oved as a Kohen Gadol, and the Gavra's Avodah of a Kohen Gadol has to be on a different level. So if he does it before he finishes, it lacks in the zeros. It lacks in the zeros. Do you understand what I mean? So it's true, vis-a-vis the carbon doesn't make any difference. Not going to be lacking the carbon. But it'll be a lack in the very concept of the Shivas Yomim. Shivas Yomim means now you're going to be a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is a different Gavra. So your avodah as a Kohen Gadol is from the performance of the Gavra has to be on a different level. That's why, I mean, the Kohen Gadol walks in, so he gets what he wants. Everybody steps aside. Because it's a different avodah. It's avodah's kain gadol. Okay? So avodah's kain gadol has to be on a different level, a different quality. So therefore, what does Ram say? Ram says that there wasn't anybody in Chachma greater than him. I mean, he had to be greatest in Chachma, and even in his appearance, and financially, in every way. I mean, he was superior. So it's a different function, different phenomenon. So the kain gadol, the avodah's kain gadol, it means he's preparing himself with the Mashiach Zayin Yomim and the Riva Begadim for a whole different kind of Avodah. So if he engages in Avodah, the very engaging in Avodah is a contradiction to the Mashiach. So that's why he shouldn't do it. That's why he shouldn't. He should wait. He should say, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Until I finish the designation and the kiyum of the Mashiach Shivas Yomim, and the kiyum of the Ribu Begadim Shivas Yomim, I shouldn't do Avodah yet. I shouldn't do Avodah yet. The doing of Avodah is contrary to the concept of the Mashiach, of the kiyum Mashiach, and of the kiyum Ribu Begadim. That's what the Rambam holds. The Rav's argument is a perfect argument, logical argument from the standpoint of the carbon. What is the carbon lacking? The carbon's lacking nothing. Kain Hedge could do it, he could do it. But from the standpoint of the Gavra of the Kohen Gadol as an Oved, it'll be contradictory to the Kiyum Mashiach of Shivas Yomim and to the Kiyum of Ribui Begadim of Shivas Yomim. That's what the Rambam holds. Okay? I would say where it's optional, he shouldn't do it. But where he must do it, he must do it. He has no choice. So,
does that detract from the idea?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Because he's just doing it because he must do it. He has no choice. So by the chavitin, he has no choice. So that doesn't prove anything. But in terms of him regarding the avodah as being the highest performance, and he shouldn't do it until he in other words, he values the avodah, so then he shouldn't do it until he receives the kiyum of the Mashiach of Shivas Yamim and the kiyum of the Ribbi B'Gadim. But he needs that kiyum because he values the avodah, that it's not an ordinary thing and that he can't partake of it unless he really shouldn't partake of it until he really has the full kiyum of the Shivas Yamim. I mean, that's really what that's the Ramshita. Makes sense.